This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Russian President Vladimir Putin Tuesday addressed his nation's Victory Day parade in Moscow's Red Square, claiming that a real war has been unleashed against Russia, a reference to the war in Ukraine that the Kremlin portrays as being a proxy conflict with the West. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Earlier Tuesday, Russia unleashed a barrage of cruise missiles on Ukraine hours before the start of the annual commemoration celebrating the defeat of Nazi Germany in World War II. The Kremlin's forces launched 25 missiles overnight into Tuesday in a wave of attacks across Ukraine. The Ukrainian Air Force said the air defense had successfully destroyed 23 of them. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Meanwhile, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen made her latest visit to Kyiv Tuesday to express European solidarity with Ukraine. The trip falls on the European Union's Europe Day, which Ukraine adopted as its own Monday, underlining its ambition to join Western institutions after applying to join the EU last year following Russia's invasion. In comments during a news briefing with Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky, von der Leyen said the nation is taking all the right steps to make their membership in the EU a reality.
As we stand here today in a country senselessly attacked, some might think it is impossible, improbable, or too distant to talk about a free and peaceful Ukraine in the European Union. But Europe is about making the impossible possible. And so is Ukraine. Slava Ukraini.
At the same news briefing, President Zelensky urged von der Leyen and her EU colleagues to speed up deliveries of military aid. Von der Leyen said EU member nations were ramping up production and speed of delivery of ammunition to meet both the needs of Ukraine and member nations. This is VOA News.